The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to what we like to call Hour 2. We just like to call it Hour 2. I don't know what hour it is, but we call it Hour 2. I'm talking to Bevelyn Beatty. We're continuing our conversation. Bevelyn, you were just talking about Trump when he said he doesn't think we should leave the Republican Party, mm-hmm. but we should drain the swamp.
Uh-huh.
I do tend to agree with him because I think it's too much of an effort when you want to start a third party.
Uh-huh.
Look, I think Trump is the Republican Party at this point. That if you're not on board with him, they're canceling themselves. It's irrelevant.
Exactly. So with what you just said, he decided to stick with them. He made a decision to be loyal.
Right.
They said, no, we don't want you. But guess what? You still want Trump's following. Because let's be real. Republicans wasn't jumping like that before Trump came on the scene. Who was talking about Republicans? They was known for being old, white, crazy people.
Right.
You know, that's just rich. Here come Trump. Trump, the realest one in the game. Trump, like, listen, we're going to America first, drain the swamp, all of this stuff. You got young folk talking about politics. I mean, he literally switched it up on another level when it comes to this political arena. Let's be real. So now they canceled Trump. When you cancel Trump, you basically canceled yourself out. So what's going to take over? What's going to step in position for that?
I just don't think they have any choice but to get in line because, like, it's almost comedy. When I thought they're going to take this CPAC straw poll, I thought, what a joke. Like, there's no question. It's fascinating to me how people can delude themselves.
Yeah.
Like, there are plenty of people out there who really believe, I know this, that they believe that we're in a post-Trump era. He's over. And I'm thinking, 80 million people voted for him. 80 million people will never move on.
That's
because
right.
There is nobody who was able to do what he did with the vigor, with the fire. And so the idea that we're going to move on to some other candidate is a joke.
It's not going
to
happen.
It's a joke. The only good news thing that could come is that folks like DeSantis and others, that we're going to have a deeper bench, as we say, in sports.
Yeah.
And we need that badly. But I just think those people, they are taking over the Republican Party. The Republican Party of Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy is dead.
It is dead. But we still need a new machine. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
In my genuine heart. Now, people, you may not agree with me. You may think I'm crazy for saying this, but I'm going to say it.
You're crazy for other reasons, but
go ahead.
Plenty.
Even down to Mike Pence. I believe these guys were so strategic, and I believe that they used Trump in the worst way. And to watch January 6th, I'm sorry, I'm still not over that. I watched them and turn on Trump.
Yeah.
Without even a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
They didn't even have a shiver
about
it.
It was ugly.
It was nasty.
It made the assassination of Julius Caesar look like a kid's game.
Thank you. Mind you, I'm born on that day. March 15th.
What?
That's my birthday.
You're born on the Ides of March?
I'm born on that day.
Et tu, Bevelyn? All right. So what happened on January 6th? Keep talking because people don't, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Republican Party is dead. The only lifeline that they had was Trump, and they cut it. So now we got to start over. Mind you, it's a machine. It's so deep. The swamp is so deep and so dirty and so guck. It's kind of like a condemned building. It's condemned. We got to start over. It's just what it is.
Wow. But don't you think that, I'm not enough of a politico to understand this stuff, but I think that there's a kind of an infrastructure. I don't know that I want to condemn the whole building. I just think I would want to, you know, send the exterminator in to kill the rats and to, you know, whatever. But
let's just build a new building.
Well, it's easy
let's
to say though.
Building.
But I mean, if you're deep in this, if I was sitting here with Ralph Reed or some friend like that, I think they would tell me why you don't want to do that. And I also think that it's the people vote. I mean, I spoke at Ralph Reed's Faith and Freedom thing, and I basically said, look, if you're not on board with the Make America Great Again agenda, which is basically just the American agenda. It's just it's just the founding vision.
Yeah.
It's anti-deep state. It's anti-bureaucratic. It's anti-tyranny. It's all this different stuff. If you're not on board with that, you're done. The people have seen through you, and you're all going to be primaried, and you better get serious yesterday. Mm. And we're not going to forget what you said. We're not going to forget what all the folks that turned on, I mean, Margaret Cho, who's Mitch McConnell's wife and others, what they said right after January 6th, like they said, we're going to get in line. We're going to make our position clear that we're not with that guy. We didn't know who he was until yesterday.
What's the senator? Kelly, Loeffler. Let me tell you something. I went to that rally in Georgia. The day before.
Oh.
And she got up.
No, I know.
I'm about to be raw. I don't care. She got up and she said, I'm going to vote Trump out with this voter fraud. He did that rally for her. What president steps out to do a rally for a senator?
Right.
Okay? He did that for her.
Yeah.
And in that same night, she voted against him. That's why you never trust somebody whose eyes look two different ways, okay? I've learned in my life, they got to look directly at your face before you trust them. That woman had the audacity to stand on that stage and do that. Mm-mm. I'm telling you right now.
Well, this is a very clarifying time for Americans to see. And it's horrifying. You know, it's like finding out that it's when Judas betrays Jesus. When somebody who's your own, you suddenly see their true colors. You think, wow, how have I been walking along with this without realizing this? So it's a very clarifying, horrifying moment.
It's
scary. Good. But it's also good because we need – There's times when division comes and it's a good thing.
That's right.
And it's time for cleaning house.
Thank you.
And that's where we are right now, House and Senate.
Thank you. The Republican Party has to be known. And I'm not, when I say condemn the building, all right, I'll meet you halfway. I'll say, okay, maybe there's a place where we have to just kind of clean up.
Yeah.
But there definitely has to be a divide between who is who
and
what is what. I mean, they're already taking on this LGBTQ agenda themselves. Even the Republicans are starting to accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it starts as a crack.
Well, you know what I would say, but this is where we have to understand. You have to draw the lines clearly. And the reason I say that is because you can serve your country and be an amazing patriot and blah, 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 and not agree with me on many things.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be straight. You don't have to – in other words, if you agree on all these things and you buy into the founder's vision, we can still disagree on stuff. But I can work with you. But when you take that thing that we disagree on and now you make it an issue and you're trying to get me to agree with you on that issue, I say I can't agree with you on that issue. If we don't deal straight, that where I cannot cross that line. So with Bruce Jenner, or some people call him Caitlyn, basically the problem there is I would think that he is kind of, what do they call it, a stalking horse. He's running not on those issues, but he's running halfway or more than halfway on the fact that he is the poster boy of the trans movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it becomes troubling for me.
I'm going to say this. When we look back at the timeline, okay, let's look back at Obama's administration, where it started at. We just want to get married.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It started out.
We don't want to push. We just want to get married. That's what it started as. And it started as, we're just born this way. We're innocent. What can we do? And we've bended. And in that bending, now it's like, now you have to bend. It'll never just be can do them and we can do us. It just cannot be that way, because then the gospel of Jesus Christ has to come in, and where sin abides, corruption is going to be there. And even if on the outside it looks good, sin is in that camp. It has to go. I'm sticking to that.
Well, it's interesting, because most of us who were against same-sex marriage were against it for what you just said. We weren't saying that somebody can't do what they like on their own if I disagree with it. We're just saying the government needs to stay out of that. But once the government ratifies that,
that's it,
and makes it the law of the land, now, once that happens, they're going to come after those who aren't all on board with
that's
that.
That's right.
And to say, you better step in line. And you think, well, that's where you cross the line. And so they didn't want to have that conversation back then. And I knew, if you don't want to have that conversation, it means you're hiding something. You're using this to push an agenda. This is not just about live and let live.
Uh-huh.
Alvin, are we going to be able to do another 10, or are we stuck here? We're stuck. All right, Bevelin, 30 seconds. Hey, what's new?
Listen, Jesus is still Lord. I'm still pushing and still fighting, and I love my husband very much.
When did you get married? We're going to have to cover that in another show. Bevelin,
another show.
We love you. We love you. Thank you for being my guest. Thank you, sister.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204.
Ladies and gentlemen, out of the fire and into the frying pan, we leave Bevelin Beatty for our temperate friend, John Zmirak. John Zmirak, so great to see you. Let's talk about everything. This is the show about everything. Where do we start?
Well, we've been talking about election integrity. I saw your show with Ken Paxton, the great attorney general of my state of Texas, and I thought that was a fantastic show.
Well, that was thanks to you. We took your recommendation. We take, I think, all your recommendations. You're a valued non-paid producer on the program.
Sort of a vigilante producer.
There you go.
Well, apparently there's some news coming out of Arizona about their examination of the 2020 election.
I want to talk to you about Cuba, but I because it's all related, of course. Sickeningly, it's all related. But yes, right now we had state senator in Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano, on the show a couple days ago. What is happening is mind bending. He is forcing Philadelphia County, whatever it's called, to dig in and to provide information. I really think that this is when the enemy goes too far. And when they go too far, you think, okay, now we're going to go back. You've been corrupt for 80 years. Nobody has bothered you. Everybody has assumed it's baked in that you're corrupt and that we need to beat you by 10% to really beat you. Well, now, Senator Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania is forcing them to open their books. They're not going to do it. So there's a subpoena. There's something that's going to follow when they refuse to do this. This is going to go on. But there is a reckoning happening. We know in Maricopa County today, there was a hearing. I'm not sure what's coming out of that. But this is really happening. It is amazing. When this comes out, I think there are a lot of people that are going to lose their minds. And I think a lot of people who didn't vote for Trump
are going to see what American patriots are up against. In other words, it's one thing to say, I don't like Trump. It's another thing to say, I approve of corruption.
And stolen elections. I approve of third world style stolen elections done in back rooms, ballots boxes being stuffed, and people who criticize and ask questions getting punished by the government. It's really kind of telling that people...
Well, doesn't it get to the point of Cuba and third? I mean, there's a deep connection. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, people are going to see that we're increasingly being governed by an oligarchy that's willing to use Eastern European or third world tin pot dictatorship methods to steal political power. And they're going to see, oh, our own Supreme Court refused to look into it, including all three of the justices that Trump picked. Just how far down does the rot go? We learned that William Barr prevented an investigation of the corrupt election while he was still in office.
How does that make sense to you? Can you explain that to me? Because William Barr gave a powerful speech about religious liberty back when he was attorney general. He did a number of things that were extraordinary. And also, he was chosen and given to Trump by two people who are as solid as they come. Victoria Tenzing and Joe DeGeneva, they recommended Barr, that he's a good guy. In other words, even the best people are being misled.
That's right. That's right.
Because I could never imagine that Bill Barr was on the wrong team, but it seems like he was. Why do you think?
I assumed that from the beginning. When I heard his name, because he had worked in the Bush administration, period. We need people with zero ties to the cancerous, gangrenous hulk that is the dead legacy Republican Party, that is the party of the Bush dynasty. George H.W. Bush, the elder, hijacked the Reagan Revolution 2 or 3 years into Reagan's first term. My friend Faith Whittlesey, who was helped swing Pennsylvania for Reagan and get him elected the first time, she was in the White House and she saw what she called the Bushies driving out all the Reaganites. And what that was the old Republican Party of the Chamber of Commerce that was linked to Planned Parenthood. Remember, George H.W. Bush's father, Prescott Bush, was treasurer of Planned Parenthood for the state of Connecticut. George H.W. Bush's father, Senator Prescott Bush, was treasurer for 20 years of Planned Parenthood of Connecticut. This, the old WASP elite that didn't want anything to do with social conservatism, that didn't want to have anything to do with the vulgar rednecks, that wanted to be welcomed at places like Yale, wanted to be seen as respectable. In other words, the old Republican Party that played to lose, like the Washington Generals used to play against the Harlem Globetrotters. They would lose gracefully, the way John McCain lost to Obama, the way Mitt Romney lost to Obama. We'll throw the game and show what good sports we are, and you will reluctantly tolerate us for a few more years. Trump upended that. Trump came from a different tribe. He came from a tribe more like you and I. We're from Queens. Trump was from Queens. We were never part of Skull and Bones. We never went yachting at Newport. We don't care if we don't get invited to the next meeting of the Bilderbergers. We are not part of an old social elite, inbred political tribe. And that political tribe, the part of it that is labeled Republican, has been managed opposition for 30 or 40 years. Managed opposition is something that happened in Eastern Europe when, like, the communist government of Poland would allow a farmers' party to start up. And it was guaranteed to lose, but it gave the veneer of democracy.
Well, look, another way of putting it is, if you play ball with us, we'll give you some power. The Orthodox Church in the former Soviet Union, it's the same thing. The Catholic Church in what is today communist China, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They make a deal with the devil. And I just have to say, it's all understandable, but it doesn't change it from being wicked. It's wicked.
That's right. It's the logic of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Or as I like to say, Caesar, Mammon, and Sodom. That's the new unholy trinity we face.
Caesar.
Mammon. And Sodom.
And Sodom.
That is the new oligarchy that rules us.
I don't know if that follows. Sodom is more the flesh, isn't it?
Well, it's the flesh, but also the LGBT machine that, I mean, I was at CPAC here in Dallas, and somebody trots out Bruce Jenner in drag, and we're supposed to see to take him seriously. Oh, he says he's a Republican. He's running for governor of California. Meanwhile, it comes out, when he was married with a 12-year-old daughter, he was taking her underwear out of her drawer and trying it on and getting sexually aroused.
He's admitted that to the media.
Add
to the narrative. He said he would try on his 10-year-old daughter's
12-year-old. Come on, he's not a pervert.
I thought he said 10.
No, I thought it was 12, but in any case.
But the point is, how can a gigantic man, because I've been in the same room as Bruce Jenner, he's a gigantic, huge athlete. How can he try on the clothes of a girl?
Stretching them out, I guess. I don't know. He's trying all sorts of things that don't work, according to the laws.
And when you say underwear, John, why do you say that? He said clothes. He didn't say underwear. Did he say underwear?
I don't have it up in front of me. I'm sorry.
As usual, this brings up 12 different things, but our hearts need to break for a man like that, a man who would do a thing like that, that he's so confused. And I'm being perfectly honest when I say my heart breaks for that man, because there are all kinds of people confused sexually and in other ways in the world. We need to have mercy on them and understand they're in pain.
Right, but we can't
give them the false solution, which is what the world gives Bruce Jenner and says, we've got a perfect answer for you. Become a woman.
Yeah.
The answer is healing, emotional, spiritual healing.
Yeah.
But you're quite right to get back to your point. We're taking a man like this and we are now saying, but, you know, he's Republican, whatever that means.
If he's Republican, then we don't need a Republican Party. We need a whole new party. Any party that has room for Bruce Jenner has no room for you and me.
No, if I don't mind Bruce Jenner. I mind Bruce Jenner in the current incarnation.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But yes. So if he, I said when I spoke at the Faith and Freedom thing a month or so ago, I said if he ran as Bruce Jenner, I would tell people to vote for him. But under the current situation, it's preposterous. It's a mockery of our values. But let me just ask you, because you said that, you know, we need to, how did you put it when you said that the old guard of the Republican Party?
Yeah, anyone who worked for either of the Bush administrations, we should simply know, sorry, you're off the list.
Okay, we're gonna be right back, folks. Talking to John Zmirek. I'm going to ask you again and again and again until you do it. Go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for my newsletter. Folks, please, we're trying to get information to you. It's the only way we have. We need your help. Go to ericmetaxas.com. Please sign up. Thank you.
Once there was a way to get back home.
Folks, I'm talking to John Zmirek. Yeah, that's right. Now, before we continue the conversation, I have to remind my audience, folks, this week only, pay attention, this is important, this week only, the folks at Nutramedics, because we were canceled from YouTube, they said, what can we do for you and your show? We want to help you. And we need help. They said, we're going to offer your audience not 20%, which is the normal discount when you use the code Eric, but 30%. They're just doing that to be nice. So take advantage of it, please. Go to Nutramedics.com and use the 30% discount. It's just for the week. Take advantage of it and see whether you like what they have to give you. Now, John Zmirek, you said something a moment ago about we need to go with the new Republican Party. In other words, the people that basically have the worldview of a Donald Trump, the disruptors, the people who know that the old Republican Party is the swamp. It needs draining. There's maybe seven, you know, out of 50 senators or five that are there. The rest are skunks and dead wood. Bevelyn Beatty, whom I spoke with in hour one today, She was saying we need to have a new party. I disagreed. I thought we need to clean the Republican Party and get rid of these folks.
I think you're right. Look, if Marxists could take over the Democratic Party, conservatives and patriots could take over the Republican Party, right? It seems.
Can somebody write that down and inscribe it on stone? Because that was very nicely said.
Thank you. The 2020 election actually gives us a great tool. It gives us the perfect litmus test. If somebody today is unwilling to admit that fraud may have affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election, like Steve Mnuchin, who Trump appointed, won't say that. He freezes up. He won't comment on it.
He was at Yale in the class between yours and mine. He was in Calhoun College. And look, he's a finance guy. You don't expect him to be all on board.
But this is a litmus test, Terry.
Classic case, isn't it?
It's a litmus. This is our
worldview.
Right.
Those are the folks that need to go.
This is our litmus test. If you're not willing to say, I think the 2020 election may have been stolen, we need to look into it, we are finished with you. You are not even a fiber supplement in our future. You are out. You are the deadest of wood. You are a fossil preserved in amber that we never want to think about again. We have a litmus test. We have plenty of litmus tests, actually. Another one. Are you willing to speak out about the abuse of the January 6th political prisoners now sitting in a gulag in Washington, D.C., in solitary confinement for the crime of maybe trespassing? Meanwhile, hordes of looters were unleashed on our cities and were set free. If you're not willing to talk about that, I won't use you as a doorstop. Bye. Get out. Go work for the Democrats. Of course, they have no use for you anymore. They've already moved on to full-on communism. There's no room for John Kasich or Mitt Romney or Paul Ryan in the future. The left doesn't want them, except if they can use them as like human shields to stop us from ever expressing our political views. To me, my worst enemies are the imitation Republicans, because if people like Mitt Romney or Paul Ryan or Liz Cheney, Kevin McCarthy, if they set the future of the Republican Party, then we are in a one-party state where
now,
everybody...
You know, when you mentioned the worst. Let's find the people in the middle who are pretending to be good guys.
Well, let's pressure them. Let's pressure them now. Are you willing to speak out about the Philadelphia election?
Okay, so
are you willing to speak out about the January 6th protesters? If you're not, you are my enemy more than any Democrat, because the Democrats aren't trying to take away my only political voice, which is the Republican Party. So the so-called moderate Republicans, the traditional Republicans,
who are they?
Are our real enemies.
Okay, who are the people that...
Who are they not? It's easier to say who are they not.
No. Well, say, okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, go through the list. Who has spoken out since the 2020 election? Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, a few other people. Those are the... Ron DeSantis. The people who are willing to fight this stolen election are the people we should trust for the next election.
Well, that's correct. But, I mean, there are people that put themselves out there, and they're talking a good game. They're talking trash, maybe about Cuba, maybe about some of these things. But they will not go to the extent of saying, yes, the election may well have been stolen. They won't go there. So
I support free elections in Cuba.
Who is that, John?
Well, I don't know. Marco Rubio has...
Kelly?
Nikki Haley is the worst of the worst. She is the one who started the tearing down of historic statues. She's the one who set that trend going. When she was to be elected governor of South Carolina, she said she would defend the Confederate flag as an emblem of Southern heritage. She gets into office, some lunatic shoots up a church, has nothing to do with Robert E. Lee or the Confederacy or anything. She uses that as an excuse to take down the Confederate flag and start dismantling historic monuments around the state of South Carolina. That is where it started, the trend of tearing down everything. So I consider Nikki Haley no better than the people who are pulling down statues in public squares. Her family are immigrants. She writes about how systemically racist America is. she is.
Nikki Haley writes about how systemically racist.
In her autobiography, she whines about how racist America is. The country where they could arrive as immigrants and she's governor of a state and taken seriously as a presidential candidate. And for some reason appointed to something by Donald Trump. See, my problem with Donald Trump is if somebody like Nikki Haley bats her eyelashes at him a couple of times, he's prone to flattery. He's like, oh, she's on my team now. No, right. She's not. Her knife is in your back. Okay.
We're gonna, her knife is in your break. Back. Forgive me. We're going to a break. We'll be right back, folks. Talking to John Smirak.
And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day.
Do not forget Nutramedics this week only. Nutramedics.com, 30% off if you use the code Eric. That's not going to happen again. It's 20% off all the time. But they wanted to do a special thing for my audience because of our cancellation from YouTube. So check it out, Nutramedics.com, 30% off this week only. John Smirak, I want to continue with you. You're mentioning a few people that are heroes. Ron DeSantis, Josh Hawley. Just a few.
Ted Cruz.
Tom Cotton.
And how about Ken Paxton, the Texas AG, who is being targeted by the Bush family? They're trying to get him out of the way and get their dilettante nephew, George P. Bush, elected Attorney General of Texas, just as a launching pad so that he can run for higher office. The office he currently holds, Land Commissioner of Texas, he called a dog catcher. He was running for the office, and he talked to the Houston Chronicle. He talked to someone in the media, and he said, yeah, I'd rather be in national politics instead of running for dog catcher, which is what I'm doing now in Texas. So he considers his current job dog catcher, and he's messing it up, by the way. We can't have any more dilettantes from rich families clogging up the room.
That's one point, but I'm still saying that there are people in the Republican Party who they talk a good game sometimes. You mentioned Kevin McCarthy. Why shouldn't we trust Kevin McCarthy?
He was one of the first people denouncing everyone on January 6th as if they were terrorists.
Right. When in reality, Kevin McCarthy is the terrorist, and I have the documents.
Okay. He's just a buffoon. He's just a hack.
Well, I'm afraid I must agree. Mike Pence, of course, is in a tough spot. What is your take on Mike?
I said Mike Pence was useless in 2005, I think it was. No, I'm sorry, 2015, when he caved to the LGBT lobby and betrayed Christians in Indiana. That right there, when someone tells you who he is and shows you he has a spine of jelly, believe him. He said, I'm popular governor of a conservative state that wanted protection for religious freedom against the LGBT lobby. But the Chamber of Commerce had a hissy fit and the NCAA threatened me, so I folded like a cheap tent. At that moment, I said, okay, this guy is dead to me. And when Trump picked him, I was depressed by that. Well, nothing Pence did surprised me. I had contempt for him for years.
People can change, and I guess.
Yes, but only for the worse, Eric. That's the thing you need to learn.
I'm not sure where you get that from, but.
People don't change except for the worse. That is my opinion. That is the safe way to play it.
Well, that's the safe way to play it, yes. I guess you're mentioning these people. Now, on the issue of Cuba, there's a continuum. When we talk about election malfeasance and fraud and corruption in America, we need to make the connection. I've made it many times on this program. We need to make it over and over again. The issue, by the way, somebody's mowing my lawn, even though I live in Manhattan. I just want you to know where the noise is coming from. The fact of the matter is that when you have that level of corruption, the way I see it, when people's votes don't count and there's corruption in government, what is really going on is you're moving from a free American style government where we, the people, actually are the government to a position where we, the people, say they are the government and they have stuff we want. We're not the government anymore. So now we'll play ball with them and we'll vote for whoever will give us more stuff. if you think that you're the government, if you believe in we the people, the American style of government where there is no corruption, when you find corruption, you root it out. You don't believe that they have anything to give you. You believe that we are the ones that are entrusted with whatever the nation has, and we don't want to play that game. That is selfish and short-sighted. So it's so interesting to me that now you have the Biden administration unable to say much against these astonishing freedom marches in Cuba. Did you think we would see in our lifetime that people in Cuba are marching against communism 90 miles away from our shores, and our leaders are saying nothing? This
well,
is,
the thing is, Eric,
the worst sin.
Eric, these people are not going to end up in solitary confinement, re-educated with Marxist literature the way the January 6th protesters are. If you follow American Greatness, Julie Kelly's coverage of it, or my coverage of it at stream.org, the political prisoners of January 6th are being treated like dissidents in a Cuban prison. The people in Cuba may soon be freer than the people in Washington, D.C. And I'm surprised Joe Biden is not sending the Capitol Police down to Cuba to shoot the protesters dead like they shot Ashley Babbitt.
It's this is really dark stuff. This is really dark stuff. I do think, though, John, that those of us in the United States, including Trump, I don't think he has said anything, need to scream loudly on behalf of the Cuban people standing against the wickedness in their country. I don't know if Trump has said anything or why he wouldn't have, but it seems to me he needs to use his voice.
I would agree. I would like him to say more about the January 6th protesters, too. There are a lot of things I think Trump needs to weigh in on and change if he wants to retain leadership of the movement, because I see Ron DeSantis as rapidly eating his lunch and becoming the leader of the Republican Party in Trump's absence. So if Trump wants the nomination in the future, he's going to have to earn it again. He doesn't just pick it up where he left it off. OK.
And Mike Pompeo has been also very vocal.
Yeah. Now, I want to be clear. I don't want the U.S. to occupy Cuba. I don't want the U.S. to intervene militarily. We should not be mucking this up. We couldn't handle Afghanistan. We would make matters worse. They are better off with pursuing their own destiny. And if we can offer money or support to someone to overthrow that wicked regime, fine. But we should not make it the 51st state or make it another Puerto Rico. That's just an endless money pit for American taxpayers. Cuba is an independent country, and we have to respect its independence and help the democracy movement in little ways to overthrow that wicked government. But the worst thing that could happen to Cuba would be to join America, because then they'd be in the same position as you and I, subject to fake rigged elections run by Marxists. They already have that.
Wow. Okay, folks, I'm talking to John Zmierak. Folks, you have a standing homework assignment. Go to stream.org, stream.org. Find John's articles, Zmierak, Z-M-I-R-A-K, Zmierak. Print them out, leave them around the food court at your mall, leave them on the island in your kitchen for your children to read. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. A few minutes left with John Zmierak. John Zmierak, what happens when the Greek Orthodox Church or the Roman Catholic Church send mixed messages? You talk about the Pope praising Father James Martin, who has been, it seems to me, an apologist for LGBTQ thinking, not just reaching out in love to people struggling, but somehow
the opposite.
Not struggling.
What he's doing is the opposite. James Martin is like the guy who shows up at the AA meeting and starts handing out cocktails in the back. He's not reaching out in love to the alcoholics when he opens a wet bar in the back of the AA meeting. That is precisely what he's doing. He is the wonderful, loving drug dealer who brings you the fentanyl when you run out. That's Father James Martin.
That's a nice gesture. Thank you, Father James.
Yeah. Well, I've got a piece of stream.
Praised him.
Yes, I've got an article at stream.org. Pope Francis has forever discredited non-infallible papal authority. And by that I mean We Catholics grow up thinking you should pretty much defer to the Pope. And when he writes something or says something, even if it's not infallible, divinely dictated, it's probably reliable and we should shut up and defer to it. That's how we grew up. That is no longer true.
But Pope Francis, back when the Pope was Catholic.
Right. But the problem is, if a Pope can be as un-Catholic as Pope Francis, then we no longer have reason to trust the institution itself on these non-infallible matters. In other words, you can still believe that on extraordinary things, when the Pope says, I'm invoking my infallible power, God will prevent him from teaching heresy, give him a heart attack if need be, drop a meteorite on his head, plague of frogs, firstborn children. God has lots of methods, okay? He's got a big toolkit. But apart from that, just when the Pope spouts off his opinion and says, oh, Jesus said to you this, but I say unto you that, and he starts treating the New Testament like it's the Old Testament, and himself as if he were not the vicar of Christ, but a replacement Christ, a new cheap knockoff Christ made in North Korea using slave labor out of plastic, maybe using a 3D printer to assemble it. Pope Francis is not a replacement Christ. He doesn't get to teach a new gospel. We know what St. Paul said about people who teach new gospels. Pope Francis wrote to James Martin, this celebrity Jesuit who was swishing around at the Metropolitan Museum when they were using Catholic vestments like fashion at a fashion show. And when someone said, oh, I love your sexy priest costume, he boasted about that on Twitter. He is a swishy, effeminate celebrity star bleeper who worked with Martin Scorsese to help make the movie Silence anti-Christian, unlike the novel it was based on. Anyway, he promotes same-sex marriage. He openly promotes same-sex marriage. Pope Francis just praised someone who openly teaches that you should have marriages based on sodomy.
Because I know you have an article on this at stream.org, I will say, folks, go and read that article. John, I have to ask you, we've got less than a minute left, but in the 40 seconds we have left, the Greek Orthodox Church in New York City held a joint service at St. Bart's Episcopal Church. It's St. Bartholomew's Church and the name day of, I don't know, not the Archbishop, but the
Patriarch of Constantinople.
The Patriarch is Archbishop. But the point is that St. Bart's Episcopal Church is the most pro-gay, you know, it's the flagship of the pro-gay movement in the Episcopal Church, which is pro-gay. I see that as a similar kind of confusion of the, and I want to talk to you more about that. We don't have time now, but I don't know if you have time to look into that event so that we can discuss it, because it was very disturbing to me, hugely mixed message to the faithful. We're out of time. My friend, I hope everyone will go to stream.org, read your articles, buy your books. Zmirak, Z-M-I-R-A-K. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.